Welcome to Kuvera's weekly digest on the most critical developments related to business, finance, and the markets. When it's time to pack your bags. In the mid-1990s, after India opened its economy to foreign investment, the American luggage maker Samsonite decided to foray into the country. India's luggage market had been changing for many years, from metal trunks and cloth or leather holdalls to leaner, lighter and more contemporary products such as suitcases and handbags. Samsonite spotted a growth opportunity. It had by then become the world's largest luggage maker, thanks in part to its acquisition of American Tourister. But it couldn't crack the India market for several years because of a local company. That company was VIP Industries Limited. Led by its founder Dilip Piramal, VIP had near total dominance of the market until the 1990s. Samsonite initially tried to forge a joint venture with VIP. When that plan didn't go anywhere, it formed a partnership with another local businessman, Ramesh Tanwala, who later became Samsonite's India CEO and is credited with the US company's success. Cut to 2025, the 75-year-old Piramal this week decided to hang up his boots and sell a controlling stake in VIP to a consortium of investors led by Indian private equity firm Multiples Alternate Asset Management. The investor group, which also includes NM Group's Akash Panchali and Carrot Lane founder Mithun Sacheti, will buy a nearly 32% stake in VIP for about 1,763 crore while Piramal will retain around 20%. Why is it important? Well, for one, it highlights the decline of an industry titan. But perhaps more importantly, it showcases a new path for Indian family-run businesses to resolve succession issues. But what made Piramal sell control of a company he started more than 50 years ago? You see, VIP has been gradually losing market share for the past two decades, thanks not only to competition from Samsonite and Safari Industries but also due to cheap Chinese imports and local unorganized segment players. In recent years, especially after the travel sector rebounded from the COVID-era restrictions, VIP has lost even more market share. Its revenue has stagnated for 3 years in the 2,000 rupees to 2,200 crore range and it swung to a loss in 2024-25. Meanwhile, Samsonite, Safari and several new-age brands such as Uppercase, Mokabara and National Miles are making their mark among the younger generation or those looking for more stylish or contemporary products. In 2024, for instance, VIP's revenue market share was 38% while Safari held 32% and Samsonite 30%. In 2020, VIP's share was 47% and the other two controlled 53%, according to an investor presentation. This reflects in the stock market performance. Even though Safari is smaller by revenue, its market capitalization of 10,845 crore is more than a third higher than VIP's 6,742 crore. This gap widens considering that the Piramal Multiples deal was struck at 388 rupees per share, compared with its current price of around 475 rupees, and valued the company at around 5,500 crore. To his credit, Piramal hasn't tried to shirk responsibility. He admits the company has been facing several challenges and needs fresh blood to steer it out of the crisis. Couldn't his children do the job? Well, his daughter Radhika, who took over in 2008 and is currently vice chairperson, did try to turn things around and even managed to do so for some time. But Piramal realizes it's time to hand over the reins to someone else. And that's a lesson for India Incorporated, where a majority of businesses are run by families and passed on from one generation to another even when they are publicly listed or hire professional CEOs. As Piramal admitted, and some industry observers have previously noted, many members of the younger generation are not interested in running family businesses. Piramal's decision shows them the path forward. Uncertainty prevails. Moving on to the larger $283 billion Indian IT industry, most of India's top software companies have reported quarterly earnings over the past few days and the results, at best, are a mixed bag. Tata Consultancy Services, the industry leader, posted a 1.3% rise in first quarter consolidated revenue to 63,437 crore, missing estimates as uncertainty related to US tariffs kept its clients cautious about spending. Its net profit topped forecasts, rising 6% to 12,760 crore, but that was due partly to a delay in wage hikes. TCS CEO K. Krithivasan said on a conference call that the trend of delays in decision-making by clients intensified in Q1 and that it was too early to predict when growth would resume. HCL Tech's revenue beat estimates but its profit fell more than expected. The number 3 IT player's net profit dropped 9.7% to 3,843 crore while consolidated revenue climbed 8.2% to 30,349 crore. HCL Tech CEO C. Vijay Kumar said overall demand remained stable and didn't worsen as feared earlier. The company revised its revenue growth forecast for 2025-26 to 3-5% from 2-5% earlier but lowered its operating margin forecast to 17-18% from 18-19%. Wipro's revenue rose 0.8% to 22,135 crore and net profit jumped 11% to 3,330 crore, both topping analysts' forecasts thanks to improved client spending in parts of its Americas business. Srini Pallia, CEO of India's fourth-largest IT company, said the quarter started with the company facing significant macro uncertainty but there was strong deal momentum in the Americas. Separately, Wipro Chairman Rishad Premji said the overall environment remained uncertain but customers were getting acclimatized to living in an uncertain world. Tech Mahindra, the number 5 IT company, slightly missed Q1 revenue forecasts as sales in the Americas slumped. Its top line rose 2.7% to 13,351 crore, revenue from the Americas market fell 5.9%. Its net profit surged 34% to 1,141 crore but missed market estimates. CEO Mohit Joshi said the market was still very, very volatile and that it was too early to say whether the tide had turned towards significant growth or towards a recession. All in all, the IT industry isn't out of the woods and a cloud of uncertainty still hangs over it. So, for now, just hang tight. Market wrap. India's stock market slipped for a third week in a row amid tepid earnings reports from companies. The BSE Sensex ended about 0.9% down this week while the Nifty 50 slipped 0.8%. Most sectoral indices also ended lower, though pharma and metals eked out a gain. Market breadth was divided with almost half of the 50 Nifty stocks rising and the other half falling. Banks and financial services stocks were among the top losers. Axis Bank fell the most after reporting first quarter earnings that missed market expectations. Kotak Mahindra Bank, Shriram Finance, Jio Financial, HDFC Bank, and insurers HDFC Life and SBI Life also ended lower. IT stocks continued their losses for a second week, with HCL Tech falling the most. Tech Mahindra, TCS and Infosys also slipped during the week but Wipro managed to buck the trend thanks to relatively more upbeat earnings. Index heavyweight Reliance Industries, state-run Bharat Electronics, Zomato parent Eternal and Asian Paints were among the other laggards. On the other hand, auto stocks were the standout performers despite the industry going through a slowdown. Hero MotoCorp was the top performer this week, followed by Mahindra and Mahindra and Bajaj Auto. FMCG companies Nestle India, Tata Consumer and ITC also gained this week, as did PSU stocks ONGC and Coal India and the Adani Twins, Adani Enterprises and Adani Ports. That's all for this week. Until next week, happy investing!